Hey, great now to be back with Swampscott softball coach, Swampscott High School softball coach, Gary Moran. And, coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you for having me.
Coach, I hear some kids squealing in the background. It's a great time of year. You just ended the week off with the school break for the kids. You got, some interesting games in, and what I'd like to do is first ask you about, how this preseason contrasts with last preseason, because things have changed. It's been cold, but the fields are in pretty good shape, and you guys are off to a pretty decent start. So tell me about coming into this season. What was that like?
So coming in, we knew we had some holes to fill from last year. We did only graduate one senior, but we had some positions that were definitely up in the air. As far as the spring, last year I thought was... the timing of the season was a little bit better because we didn't start until, you know, the end of April when all the rain has pretty much subsided and the fields are nice. And mm-hmm. 40 degrees some days and 75 the next. As far as coming in this year, I think we did, we had ourselves ready. Just looking for a couple holes to fill.
Okay. Now tell me about how the season's gone. We were talking before we started recording here. Very difficult for me to find standings, and Bill and I haven't been out as much as we usually get out. You guys off to a decent start. How has the season gone about this far, and then we'll talk about some of the kids.
We're currently record stands at 4-2. A couple of tough losses to Beverly and Masco the other day. As far as, players go, I think we've filled in the holes that we need to fill in, mm-hmm. so the wins are coming. We definitely off to a much better start than we were last year. So
yeah, I know that was tough. What I've seen, Gary, some really weird scores this year. I mean, Gloucester having some tough times. Peabody, they're solid with some of the kids they have. St. Mary's, of course, not in the league. They've got the superior pitcher and team over there. So some really strange scores, and like your tough game with Masco, but then you bounce right back today against Marblehead.
Yeah, I think day to day, I mean, the softball is dependent on pitching and defense for the most part. So if you have a solid pitcher, if you have, a girl going who's throwing strikes and getting outs that day, it puts you in a pretty good position.
Tell me about some of your leaders who you expect to be your leaders this year, whether they're seniors or captains or whatever.
I like Birdie's buddy. Our big player this year, Nicolette Frazier, who's been with us. She was on the varsity team as an eighth grader. She's a 2-year captain. This minus her COVID year, this is her fourth year on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Bragan is also going to be big for us. Outfield, senior. We have a couple of freshmen that have stepped up as of late. Jocelyn Spicard, who has been throwing for us a little bit. Olivia Barletta, who has taken over in the outfield, leading off top of the order, bat. And then C.C. O'Connor, who I think has done a great job coming in as a freshman.
Wow.
In the middle of the defense over at shortstop.
Cool. All right. What does the league look like, Gary? Who are the biggest challenges, do you think, the rest of the way?
Peabody is, from what I hear, is the team to beat, if that's even possible this year. We had a tough game against Beverly. They look sharp. Masco, very well coached. So I think, there's a lot of solid teams. So we're definitely got our work cut out for us this year.
Did you schedule any out-of-league games with this new power ranking thing?
So we have two against Hamilton Wenham.
Mm-hmm.
We have a non-league game against Medford next week.
Mm.
We play in the Crystal Campbell tournament, which starts tomorrow in memory of Crystal Campbell, one of the three victims of the Boston Marathon bombing.
Mm.
So she was a Medford High School student, Medford High School softball player, and they put a tournament together in her honor every year. So
wow.
We've had the good fortune to be invited to that since its onset. So we're actually starting that up tomorrow, which is us, Arlington Catholic, Medford, and Billerica. So a lot of talented softball teams we're going to face this weekend.
Coach, one of the things kind of amazes me is when you have a tournament like that in memory of someone, because the kids, your kids now really aren't even old enough to appreciate what happened 9 or 10 years ago. So to keep that living, to play a game that means so much is important as a teaching tool, I would think, for the kids.
Yeah, I think it's just, a way to get, her name back in the community, make sure that her memory lives on. And as far as, our kids go, I feel like they understand what we're getting into and the privilege that they have mm-hmm. to be able to go and continue to play softball.
Tremendous, tremendous. Coach, thanks for taking the time today. It's been a crazy week, I know, and you guys have a busy schedule coming up. So good luck, and I hope we can talk soon.
All right, I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Gary. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. That is Gary Moran, who is the Swampscott High School softball coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.